This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. You can subscribe to the app on Apple and Android. Visit FUBARradio.com for more details. FUBAR!
Hello, it's FUBAR. I'm Olivia Lee and welcome to the Olivia Lee Experience. This is my first show. I'm very excited. My hands are sweating. It is very hot in here, though.
It is.
We are in a very dark room in the middle of Holloway, in case you wanted to know. And I'm joined by my producer, Amanda.
Hi.
Hi, Amanda.
It's very exciting,
Olivia. It is, isn't it?
We've got lots coming up today.
And we've got lots to talk about. Mm. And this is a different spin for FUBAR, what we're doing, isn't it? So FUBAR,
it's
quite boysy, isn't it? And it's quite comedy.
Is at the moment, yeah.
Have you been missing hanging out with girls?
Oh, like you would not believe.
Oh, I'm more like a bloke, though. I mean, would you mind if I farted and I don't have balls to scratch, but I might... scratch my arse.
You might scratch your arse.
Yeah,
all right.
I might scratch my arse. We're going to get to know each other quite well, aren't we?
Well, it sounds that way. Once you put your skirt back on, I think I can probably look at you a bit better.
But I'm wearing a belt, not a skirt today. Because I was warned it gets very hot in these studios. So the outfit was very important
for
radio.
I never thought my knees could sweat. But since I've been here, I've discovered that they can.
You get sweaty knees.
Yeah.
That's not the boys constantly touching them or rubbing themselves up against them, is it?
No, that's us rubbing ourselves against the boys. That tends to be how it works. So we have reverse sexism in our office, which is working out pretty well for us.
Well, they have to be nice to you because you're their producer. That's the great thing. But so I'm here doing my show. So my show, I'll tell you what it's about. What is the Olivia Lee Experience? Well, in short, I'm going to have to explain this really short. Aren't I? Be concise. I haven't got anything prepared, but I was single forever. Forever and ever.
Mm.
In fact, I don't really know what it's like to be in a relationship, so I'm working out as I go along, because I'm in one. I'm in one now. But I spent the best part of my 20s and early 30s single and floundering. And I went everywhere for advice. YouTube tutorials, books. I mean, the truth was I was just utterly useless and hopeless. And very childish. But I also went to see a psychic. And everything changed when I saw a psychic, because psychic Keith, a friend of mine, who we'll get on one week, he said to me, you're going to meet a guy and he's going to be from South London and he's going to be called Dan. And I said, no, I'm a North London girl. Sorry, I never crossed the river. I think you're wrong about that. And he said, right, well, we'll wait and see. And lo and behold, I met a Dan from South London. So that changed my perception on things. And I know a lot of single people go to dating experts, numerologists, body language, coaches, psychics. So this show is dedicated to all the single people who are floundering, all the people in relationships who want better relationships, all the people that are in relationships that want to get a divorce, I don't know how. We just want you to be happy.
Just to make sure that they're with the right one.
Well, exactly.
And if it's going to last, and if they're, you know, maybe their relationship will produce fruit, bear fruit from their loins.
Unless you're barren. In which case, we'll have fertility experts on. Well, we're basically going to talk. I love an expert. I love a life coach. My life did change when I went and got myself a little bit of therapy. I'm not afraid to admit that. So I thought I want to give something back now. So I hope every week we'll have some interesting experts.
Yeah, and who have we got on this week?
This week, he's moving along. I know, I'm waffling now. This is what's going to happen. To just be like, right, yes, next, Olivia. This week, we have Psychic Charlotte. I don't know her last name. I think she's just known as Psychic
Charlotte.
On her website, it's Psychic Charlotte.
That's what she's looking at us right now. But I'll tell you what, she's going to be in a moment.
So we can clarify
she's
gonna
that. She's going to put us right on everything, because we're going to make sure that everybody knows how to find Charlotte as
exactly.
well.
Exactly. So. She's got a fabulous website that I had a look at earlier. She coaches people so that they can uncover their inner spirituality, and she talks to ghosts and all of that kind of stuff. So I want her to get talking to some ghosts. We're going to have some ghosts in the studio as guests. My nan might turn up, my racist nan, with any luck. That'd be hilarious. Then we've got dating expert Eden Blackman, who has his own website, because in short, he was duped, wasn't he, online?
Yes.
By a woman that was pretending to be someone she wasn't. And after that, he decided, I'm not having this. Internet dating is a mind fuck, basically.
Mm, absolutely.
I don't know if I can swear.
You just did, Olivia.
Well,
you
it's
just
too late
did.
For that. Okay. Yeah, we'll get a swear box. And he set up his own website to help people not to be duped and to meet their perfect match. So he's going to give all of you singles out there advice on how to do a great online profile.
Yeah, and he's going
to
also
and how
help
not to
us
meet weirdos online.
And how to try to not meet the strange people. And also, he's going to help us on the show as well, set up our own online dating profile and the do's and don'ts of what we can do.
Do you want an online profile? Would you date online?
I've not tried dating online, and I'm not sure if it's for me. But maybe Eden.
Well,
can
you know what that means.
Mind.
We're going to get Amanda online, and we're going to do a profile for her. Love it. Thanks for agreeing to do that, Amanda. And then we've got a body language expert called Robert Phillips, who we're going to be talking to on the phone, and he's going to tell us do's and don'ts of dating.
Mm. Yes.
I think, do you sit with your legs crossed or your legs open? Do you put your hand on your boob or on his crotch? Where do you put your hands on a date?
And your
Robert?
Eyes, is it all right to stare at bits?
Don't. I had a date with a guy, I'm not even lying, he stared at my boobs the whole time. I obviously saw him again.
I just really want to look at your boobs now. You know, you've done that. Just really trying not to look at your boobs.
I think he was
really
trying to find them, to be fair. He was really staring, going, are they there? Are they there? Do they exist? So that's what we've got coming up today. We're going to get people to also tweet in their date of birth and their partner's date of birth so that Charlotte can do some numerology where she does your charts and she works out your perfect match based on your date of birth. So is that enough? Have I covered everything comprehensively enough?
I think I'm going to give you a 9 out of 10.
9 out of 10
for that first link.
Ever introduction. I just wrote that down. Can you score me for every part
yes,
of the show?
Yes, Olivia, I will.
And then maybe you can tell me what bits I need to improve on. Because it's only going to go downhill. I'm just really trying to impress. I was like this with dating. I'd give a great first, second
right,
date.
Right, really?
Oh, and then you just, once you know they like you, then you're just vile, really, aren't you? Was that just me?
I'd probably wait a bit longer to be vile. Like until I've actually got them. Until I've
years.
Actually moved in with
yeah.
me. Too late now.
And then you lock the door and never let them leave.
Lock the door. Just, you know, basically then I can display the fact that I'm really, really needy.
We just cling on to them.
Yeah, really
all
clingy.
All the time. Handcuff yourself to
grumpy.
Them. Grumpy. Cut their clothes up.
I'm all of the dwarves.
Yeah. I said, it's just wondered to me why you're single.
Yeah. It's just a mystery to me.
Well,
Olivia, it's a mystery.
Lucky we've got this show because this is for people that want to get their
Anybody
shite
would think
together.
I just engineered this show just for my own means.
We've
means.
Basically
I
done
haven't.
This just so you can meet someone. So you can get lots of free therapy, free readings, free charts, free experts tell you how to better yourself. But I'm not even lying. That's what we're going to do. By the end of what? How many weeks? I don't know. However long you want me here. However long you don't get bored of me. By the end of it, let's get you
pregnant.
Match no. fit. Yeah. I mean, the pregnant's the easy part. Just go down to a sperm bank.
Oh, I thought you were going to say a bar at least then, but no. Just I don't even get to have the sex bit. No. A turkey baster for me.
When you've got a syringe, I'm sure you can have a bit of fun with that.
Play a track, Olivia.
Oh, it's really depressing, isn't it? First track. That's me done. Thank you very much.
Sky.